I see. And let me see. And when you build the fire backlog and everything, and you put little pieces of wood, what do you call that?
Kindling.
Kindling? Yeah. Call it anything else? Or ever call it light wood? Or?
Yeah, it's small still.
What, is kindling the same thing as light wood?
No, the kindling's just real fine where you strike your match and let it get, let this other wood get caught.
I see.
And then you have small sticks in front of the back log.
Uh-huh.
Back log with the fire heat out in the room.
Uh-huh. Well, what's the light, do you know what light wood is?
Well, that's there to see that there's little small sticks in front,
I guess. I see, uh-huh. Or do you have any fat wood? Do you know what that is?
No.
I've never. Or when you throw the coal in, you want to put coal in the stove because you burn coal.
Yeah.
In.
Well, you can on top of that wood if you put it on top of the wood, but when that
yeah, have great.
You have to have a wood under it to hold it up over the bottom of the fireplace, or just go down there and just stay there.
I see. And when you're talking, and let me see, what would you call that right there? Couch or a...
Okay.
Would you call it anything else, like a sofa?
Davenport.
Called Davenport, would you ever call a sofa or anything like
that? Yeah, they call them sofas, Davenports.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let me see.
This is an old, so a sofa or a lounge or Davenport, either one you want to call it. It has a headrest at the top of it here. It's an old-fashioned thing.
Uh-huh.
Ain't very many of them in the country.
I know,
now.
I don't guess so. Would you say if somebody was who just didn't worry about anything, you'd say, well, sometimes he doesn't care or he don't care, or what would you say?
That's me. I don't care.
He don't care or something.
Mm-hmm.
Say or I said or. If you ask somebody if they think so, you'd say, do you think so? Or, you know, or you say, you don't think so, do you? Would you say, do you? Or would you use another word? Or would you say,
do you think so?
Uh-huh. Or you say, you don't think so, do you? Or you ask the do you, would you use that expression? Would you say, do you? Or would you say, you don't think so, Andy, or something? Do you have, when you're asking the
think
person,
there's anything else.
I see. Uh-huh. Sometimes. And when you say, well, don't I know it? Would you ever say, well, ain't I know it? Would you say something like that?
Oh, I say, don't I know it?
I see. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about, if you're not quite certain, and would you say, I'm not sure, or I'm not for sure?
I'm not sure.
I see.
There's a lot of expressions I didn't learn when I went to school.
I just went to
the seventh grade.
Uh-huh. And you say, well, what makes him do it or something? Would you say, what made him do it or?
What made him do it?
I see. Or somebody else says, well, people thinks he did it. Would you say that or somebody, you know, that?
Yes, sir. People thinks he done it.
I see. Uh-huh. I see. Now, moving on.
That's what I'd say. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
What's right?
Oh, what's right doesn't matter, you know. Doesn't matter. That's just as right as anything else.
That's just like everything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's just people's notion.
Mm-hmm. And you're when you're talking to your children, or when you're talking to a child and you wanted to get dressed, you handed his clothes, you say, here.
Here's your clothes. Give them on.
And when you're talking to a lot of people, you say, well, you're talking about something, you say, you know, well, a lot of people think this. You say, well, there's, you know, many people that think this. Would you say something like that?
There's a lot of people think so.
Yeah, there's a lot of
people that think that way.
Mm-hmm.